One game changer for economic development here in Northern Nevada could be landing Tesla's $5 billion gigafactory. Can you talk about what that would mean for our region and for the state, Senator?
It would mean a lot, but let's not get our hopes up too high. I appreciate Governor Sandoval keeping me informed as what he's done in this. He's worked very hard, and I've tried to be as helpful as I can be. But this has been held out here and kind of like a carrot on a stick for a long time. Nevada's a small government. We can't give the goodies that states like Texas and California and other places can give. So I'm glad to hear you bring that up. It would be great for the state of Nevada, but don't start counting in the jobs yet.
So are you against creating an incentive package for
Tesla?
No,
I'm totally in favor of it. The governor's kept me informed as to what's going on. But it's hard for us to compete with other states because we don't have the resources to do it.
Before we talked about Tesla, you mentioned diversifying our economy with companies like Amazon and Google and moving beyond gaming. What other types of industries do you think Nevada should really be pursuing in the upcoming years?
For the many years I've been involved in government, we've always talked about diversifying our economy. And that's good we do that. That's important. And we have mining, which creates a lot of jobs. But the number one economic factor in the state of Nevada has been and will be our leisure resort industry. We got Lake Tahoe, we have beautiful Reno with all the attributes that it has, and we have Southern Nevada, of course. So we should do everything we can to diversify the economy, but all should understand the number one program in the state of Nevada is leisure time.